not be allowed to be practiced during the millennium. They will not be open. They will be in the heart there, but there won't be any open practiced sin. There'll be no robberies, no thievery, no nothing or there. Now, there will be, well, I'll get into that later, but I want to stick to that for the question here. There will be no sin during the millennium, true or false? The answer is false. Because there are some open sins, but it's not the kind. There will be peace. There will be perfect peace. But there will be the sin if a nation does not come up and worship for the Feast of Tabernacles, then God will shut off the rain from that country spoken of in Zechariah. But we're not getting into that now. We're getting too technical. Okay, question number 49. But you know the answer to 48 is what? False. Okay, question number 49. Many of your liberals, okay, let's stop there for just a second, okay, because your tape shut off. Okay, question number 49. Many of your liberals use Acts chapter 3, verse 20 and 21, which speaks of the restoration of all things as spoken by the mouth of all of God's prophets. They claim that Satan and his demons will be restored to their original position as the angels of light, using that verse when the restoration of all things. Refute this in two ways. The first refutation is, which you need, no prophet ever prophesied the restoration of Satan or his demons. The second refutation of this is, if that were to be true, then God would not have created hell for the devil and his angels. He would have canceled hell if they were all going to be restored at a later end. There would be no need for the creation of hell for the devil and his angels, right? So the second one, you can put, hell created for the devil and his angels would be unnecessary if they were to be restored. That's a very simple, easy answer to put. So there's two ways. First of all, the first refutation is no prophet ever prophesied the restoration of Satan or his demons. And the second refutation is hell created for the devil and his angels would be unnecessary if they were to be restored. I think that's a very good answer. You very seldom ever hear that brought out. But that's a good refutation for me. It's the only original thing I ever came up with in my life. No. Okay. Question number 50. Of the many characteristics of the kingdom, I want you to name five. Here are the five. Now, there are many more, but I just want you to be familiar with these. The animal kingdom's restored. The land is restored because the desert is going to bloom like a rose. Israel inheriting the land promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And number four, no more wars. And number five, the whole earth filled with the knowledge of the Lord. Those are the five. Okay. Okay, question number 51. We only got two more to go. Who is Wait a minute, I can't even read my own writing. Oh, I see now. I didn't write it. I should say, Margie, you mistyped it. But none of it's typed. You can't blame her. And she's here to jump down my frame, as only Margie can do. So I don't want to put her in a temper tantrum. Okay, I'm just kidding. I'll have her in one if I don't shut up. Okay, question number 51. Who is the prince spoken of in Ezekiel chapters 44 and 45? Who is the prince? The answer is David. David. So you see why we're going to come back and hang the meat upon this in our next class, okay? Question number 52. Give two places concerning the end of this earth and the creation of new heavens and new earth. The two answers are, number one, 2 Peter 3, and the second answer is Revelation chapter 21. Last question. Question 53. Who are the children of the kingdom cast into hell in Matthew chapter 8, verse 12? We've already had that. The answer is those born in the kingdom who reject Christ. Those born in the kingdom who reject Christ. Eschatology is a tremendous big subject. And you could probably have three times these many questions. But we'll just teach the things and put the meat on it, on the skeleton that we have given you. The skeleton is the questions. The meat in our next class will be hung upon the skeleton so that you get the whole person as portrayed in Scripture concerning eschatology. Okay, do you have any questions now on any of the questions there? Now, you've got to, let me see your hands. I want you to be honest. Concerning eschatology, this is a very easy test. Thank you. Every hand went up. All right. Let's have a word of prayer. Okay, David?
Question three, I think it was.
Question three, okay. Where in the Old Testament are the two resurrections spoken of? Daniel chapter 12, verse 2. That's the answer.
Oh, they're both there.
Yeah, resurrection of the just, resurrection of the unjust, yeah. Okay. Where are the two resurrections? Yeah, I see what you're thinking. Maybe where there's two answers. Where's one for the just, where's one for the unjust? No, both are spoken of there.
Okay.
For it. Does anyone else have a question on it all, on the test? Okay, your wonderful class, there is no reason you shouldn't get 100. You have 3 weeks to study on this. And Patty, who do we have to dismiss us tonight? And then we have, do we have refreshments downstairs?
Yes.
We have coffee?
Yes.
We have milk? And tea? Green tea?
Sure.
Okay. That's good. Punch? Yeah, we got that too, don't we, huh?
Okay.
29.
There are two battles of Gog and Magog. Describe each. When and where? Basically, describe them when. But we say where because it includes, the first one is, after the rapture, after Israel makes the covenant with the Antichrist, then Russia and her allies invade Israel. The second battle of Gog and Magog is at the end of the millennium, after Satan is released out of the bottomless pit and gathers his army of all of the unsaved. Okay. Okay. Anybody else have a question on it now? Any more at all? Okay, Patty, who do we have dismiss us tonight?
Brian?
Okay, come on up. Well, we get to, we do it. This is fine. Come on up. Well, they can't see you, Brian.
Sorry.
Okay, Brian, would you like to dismiss us, if you will?
Sure.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time to gather together for your word. I say you be with everybody as we learn these difficult subjects at times, and we can give us clarity of thought and give us the great amount of knowledge to pass these tests and do them. We ask that you be with each and every one of us throughout this week to give us somebody to witness.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much.